I got into this 8 months ago, I had no doubt that it would be anything but a tough fight. And it is a tough fight. But I've always been drawn to a tough fight.
It's because of illness. Obviously, the voters are sick of me, and I need to acknowledge that.
You got to give Huckabee credit, that man. That's a funny line. That was Martin O'Malley, the former governor of Maryland, and Mike Huckabee. And Huckabee explaining that the voters are sick of him, so he's out. Rick Santorum's still hanging around, at least for now. You know, when all else fails, and I encourage you, if you have your own talk show wherever you are, when all else fails, and it's emergency brake last time and pull the handle, you never know. Spike Odell might turn up. Good morning, and live from Nashville, here's Spike.
Hello, kids. How are you after this ruckus cuckus?
You know, I got to tell you, we've had a very good time here with the fine folks of Iowa. Your people, as I like to call them.
Yeah, I tell you what, Iowa's the best kept secret in the world. I used to not want to talk about it because it would be invaded. It's a great place. I love Iowa.
Did you ever caucus with regularity?
No, I never lived in Iowa. I always lived in Illinois.
Oh, that's right. You were across the river.
I would cross the bridge every morning to go to work over there. But yeah, big surprises last night. I've been following you guys, all your Twitter feeds and all your Facebook, and I happened to dial you up on the computer today down here, and I heard you say that your guest bailed out, so I thought, you know what? I can help him fill time. I made a living doing that, yeah?
Yeah, so this is still your show. I'm just filling in.
Well, that's not true, buddy. You're doing well. So you guys had fun out there.
We have had a good time. It is a full-on blizzard in downtown Des Moines right now, and I've got to tell you, everybody in Iowa that was here is now at the airport going, what do you mean my flight's not leaving?
Like they didn't see that coming. How much is on the ground out there?
It's supposedly 2 to 6 in the next 2 hours. So you're talking about 2 to 3 inches an hour falling.
Well, you guys are going to do your show all week from Des Moines.
Or parts of I-80.
What was the best part of that trip out there? Was it the world's largest truck stop in Walcott, Iowa?
Yeah, we stopped in beautiful Walcott, and I was struck by the sign pointing upstairs that said showers and dentist.
Oh, yeah. They got a dentist out. We used to go out there and look at that like Disneyland. You know, we'd go out there for entertainment because you never knew what you were going to see. It's just like a crossroad of America that meets right there. That was fun.
There's it's like on 4 or 5 different levels, and it's as big as a mall. And if you go to the bottom level, there's 2 or 3 full 18-wheel semis inside the place.
Yeah. And great food too. So, hey, did your candidate win or lose last night? I'm not asking you to make a choice live on the radio.
Well, no, I've made it very clear that I don't like any of them. I don't like any of the
Republicans. I'm not real enamored either. I get the Trump phenomena. I get the fact that he's not a politician. He's not politically correct. He's using his own money. Blah blah blah. And if it were that, I might be able to support him, but it's the behavior and the demeanor. If you think about it, Donald Trump does everything. I mean, he's at the top of the polls or near the top of the polls by doing everything we taught our children not to do growing
up. That's exactly right.
You know, belittling people, demeaning people, making fun of the way people look, handicapping. I just can't put a stamp of approval on that and put that in the Oval Office. I just can't do it.
No, you look at the people he offended in the past 6-7 months since he's been a candidate, and if he hasn't offended you yet, you need to call him and get on the list because he's got a schedule and he's got to keep it. You know, I mean, women, disabled.
But it's like people don't care. It's like,
well, they cared last night.
I don't understand. That really baffles me. That just baffles me.
Yeah, well, you know, the explanation we got from David Yepsen, I think, was a good one, too, because he brought up when Jesse Jackson ran, and it's the star show. You know, the people might show up to see the celebrity they see on TV, but it doesn't mean they're going to give up 2 hours of their night and go caucus for him.
Yeah.
And one of the things we talked about yesterday, Spike, which I think may have played out a little bit, too, is there are some people who may be in the same place I am. They don't know who they're going to vote for, but they know it's not Trump.
I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. And, you know, I just feel like more than any other time in an election cycle, I'm kind of lost. I'm not quite sure where to pin my allegiance. So, I've always admitted I lean to the right. I'm more Republican than I am Democrat. Although I got to tell you, working all those years on the air and talking to politicians almost on a daily basis during my career, I moved more to the center than I did one way or the other. You know, most people seem to go wacko left or wacko right. For me, I kind of went to the middle, kind of.
I agree with you. And maybe it's part of this job, but I've never been more in the middle. And the sensibilities of that are the far right and the far left are more the problem than the solution. And I think that continues to be true. I just wish, yeah. You think about, Spike, you think about the first or second job you ever had. You know, when you were working at the factory or whatever. You sit down with a job interview with somebody. And they look you in the eye, and you'd like the job, and you'd like to get paid, and you're there for a reason, and they'd like to find out something about you. This is the most important job interview in the world. We're interviewing Ever. These people to be president. And yeah. And very few of them are acting like people that you want to give the job to.
Right. Yeah, I know it. I'm just such a political junkie. I watch the political news. I go back and forth. I've got four and five different channels on speed repeat, and I just go back and forth and watch. Matter of fact, last night about 10:30, my wife yells at me from the bedroom. She says, "Aren't you coming to bed?" I said, "No, this thing's not over with yet." She says, "Who cares? You don't have to get up in the morning anymore." And I said, "Yeah, but I just feel like I got to do it for some
reason." Yeah, well, that's the thing. What you do show prep for 20 or 30 years, it's hard to give it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, it gets in your blood. I really, really enjoy the game. And I'm fascinated by what's going on this year. It's an abnormal election cycle, and I will tell you this. I will give Donald Trump kudos for the way he marketed himself. And if I ever have a business and I need someone to market it, I'm hiring Donald Trump to put my name out there, my brand out there, because. The boy's good.
I don't know, Spike. Your image is pretty good. I don't think I'd line up with Trump. But besides, your wife's way more attractive than Melania. You don't need those kind of problems.
Well, that is true. Yeah,
got that going for you. All right. So I just want to salute you on your friends in Iowa because they have treated us very well. And
it's just a great place. Great people. I loved Iowa. I really do love Iowa.
You know what's funny though?
I don't like Donald Trump's except their campaign party speech, don't I?
Yeah, but you know what's funny? We rolled into town, and you know Chicago inside out, obviously. We rolled into town Sunday night, and what time we get here? 5 o'clock, probably, something like that? 5:30. The majority of the restaurants were shutting down Sunday night at 7 o'clock. So we had to scramble to find – this is the night before the caucuses. So we had to scramble to find a place to eat. And then secondarily, the thing that Pat, you and I were talking about, Pat Brady's here, is in Chicago, there would have been revenue streams from every angle of this. You would have had a festival on every corner.
Yeah.
You would have had a concert in the arena. You would have had people selling souvenirs all over the place, and the city would be taking a tax chunk out of every minute.
No, writing parking tickets left and right.
Writing parking tickets. Pat rolled in the afternoon on Sunday, and he was looking for somebody to give $30 to hold his car.
It's free parking on Sunday. Oh, you're kidding me.
And I talked to somebody about it, and I go, I talked to somebody
you know
here.
What?
No, I talked to somebody here about it, Spike, and I said, aren't you guys missing out on a lot of money? And they go, no, it's not about that. It's about the show. It's about the caucuses. So I think they got it right.
Yeah, I do, too. The whole demeanor, the whole lifestyle, it's totally different than the big city, but it's refreshing. I just always enjoyed that.
I'll let you go, but how many grandkids now?
Five, and due to surgical procedures, I think that's it. we put a cap on the plumbing, I think.
Okay. So. Five and holding.
Yeah, Michael's voice is an octave higher, but that's all right.
And as you know, I recently joined the club, so I'll see you at the meeting.
Yeah, hey, congratulations, Grandpa.
Thank you, buddy. Thank
Are you
buddy.
Just getting some love all the time on that little baby?
Ah, she's beautiful. So
you know
beautiful.
What? You look the perfect fit with that. I've been seeing pictures. I'm proud of you, and congratulations to the whole fam family.
All right, you're the best. Thank you, Spike Odell.
All right, you guys, have fun in Iowa. Stop at that truck stop.
We'll pick you up something frilly.
All right,
we're back after this with your news on 720 WGN.